such big rivals. Never know what's going to happen in this game. Always close, it seems. Series close through the years, but you get it done here tonight. You picked up the offensive productivity as this game went along. Wound up with 12 hits on the night and scored in your last four innings at bat.
Well, that's kind of how the last few seasons have gone. We know we start out hitting-wise kind of behind our defense and our pitching, partly because our kids are involved in so many other spring sports. It just takes a while for the hitting to come around. So we hope that we can play good defense and have good pitching and keep us in games. And then when the hitting starts to come around, who knows what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what we're looking for.
Well, your defense was a little shaky early on, but got better as you went along. Gracie Chance with a nice play there in the seventh inning on that backhanded stop for, what was it, the second out of the inning.
Yeah, that was an excellent play.
Two outs.
Yeah, yeah. She covered some ground there on that play. And I think we got to keep in mind, we got all four of our infielders are first-year kids at those positions.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to have some growing pains, but I think they're athletic enough that, and they're sharp kids that they learn and they're coachable, and that's all you can ask.
Emerson Els had to be replaced by Katie Brinkman in the fifth inning. Was she feeling a little discomfort?
Yeah, she had a little. Her shoulder was a little sore, so it's early in the season, and pretty fortunate that we got two pitchers that we feel we can go to at any time. Katie Brinkman's put a lot of time in this winter, and she throws pretty hard, so they kind of complement each other, and you kind of need that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, any further comments? Now 2-0 to start the season. This after a nice game to open the year, coming back to win that first one against KP.
Well, we're just happy the way the kids are playing. They go out there, they work hard, and they give good effort. And as long as we can keep games close, we always feel we have a shot. And like to win at home.
Definitely. And tomorrow at West Monona.
At West Monona, and that's a pretty strong club from last year. They got a really nice young pitcher that I believe was an eighth grader last year, so she's a freshman this year, throws real well. So we'll have to be, you know, on our game, and like always, it's a long bus ride.
Bridgeview softball 2-0 as they upend OABCIG 5-2. Raptors coach Scott Phelps.